Sport on RTÉ Radio 1 with the all-new Kia Sportage. For more, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Monday morning, balls, bowls, and one of the finest footballers of recent years on standby to help. Darren Frehill, take it away.
Good morning, Gavin. Thank you very much and welcome to our quarterfinal draw for the Tailteann Cup. We're live here on Radio 1. You can also watch proceedings on the RTÉ News channel, and I'm delighted. You gave her a good build-up there, Gavin. The Dublin footballer, former Dublin footballer, Noel Healy, is here in studio to conduct our draw. Five-time All-Ireland winner with O'County. Delighted she can be here this morning. As is Fergal McGill. Fergal is the Director of Club, Player and Games Administration with the GAA, and he is here to oversee proceedings. So welcome to Noel and also to Fergal. Thanks for being here, guys. This morning, we're down to the final eight teams in this year's competition. Our four teams in the Northern section are Leitrim, Cavan, Fermanagh and Sligo. And in our Southern section, we have Offaly, Carlow, Westmeath and New York. And this is all very straightforward this morning. We have two pairings in each section. The first team drawn out will have home advantage, and the only exception here is when New York are pulled, because they will play their game on Irish soil, so their opposition will have home advantage no matter who comes out first there. So two bowls in front of us, Noel. Let's start our Northern section, please. If you can give that the containers one final spin for us. Yeah, and pull out our first team here.
So first team out is Leitrim.
We have Leitrim out first. I think they'll be delighted with a home draw. Leitrim bounce back with a big win at Antrim, against Antrim at the weekend. They will play
Sligo.
Well, that is a very interesting draw. Our Leitrim man in the studio here, Fergal McGill, very happy with that draw, I think.
And Fermanagh.
Fermanagh are out next on the road to Longford at the weekend and won.
They'll play Cavan.
And they will play Cavan. They are two very tasty games, I have to say. Let's move on to our Southern section. We have Leitrim and Sligo up first, and then Fermanagh and Cavan. All these games will take place next weekend, the 4th and 5th. That's next Saturday and Sunday. This is our Southern section draw. Noel, who do you have?
Carlow.
Carlow. Shock win over Tipperary at the weekend. They've been having a dreadful season, but they've got the show back on the road. Who have they got?
Westmeath.
And they will play Westmeath, who came into a little bit of bother against Laois yesterday, but got there in the end. And we know who our final two are, but just to confirm.
So Offaly.
We have Offaly out first. So this game will be in Tullamore, and we have some very special visitors, Noel, I think.
New York.
New York are on their way to Tullamore next weekend. All those games will take place on the 4th and 5th. That's next Saturday and Sunday. The GAA's Central Competitions Control Committee, they will confirm the dates and times for those matches later today. I will go through them one more time. In the Northern section, we've Leitrim and Sligo, Fermanagh against Cavan, and it's Carlow and Westmeath in the Southern section, and Offaly and New York. We're joined on the line for some quick reactions to this by the Offaly manager, John Mahon. Well, John, New York, what do you think?
Oh, I'm looking forward to the fanfare and the excitement of New York coming to Tullamore. I'm very, very happy to have a home game, first of all. We are thrilled to be in the Tailteann Cup. It's a great competition. We've got two victories. Yesterday, a good victory over Wicklow, and last weekend down against Wexford. So we're delighted to be progressing along it, and I was eagerly anticipating the draw this morning and a bit excited and nervous, so it's great to have a home draw. We're looking forward to next weekend.
Yeah, New York. It's going to be a special one, John. It'll be their first trip to this country as a team since 2001 when they played Roscommon in the Connacht Football Championship. I bet your guys would be disappointed you're not heading over there.
Well, I checked yesterday evening. Passports are ready and all in date. The only thing is we might be delayed at Dublin Airport. But if for any reason New York cannot come through, we're ready to go. We would be ready to rock and roll. But look, it's exciting. And that's one we're eagerly anticipating now and looking forward to. And it'd just be wonderful to get to Croke Park. We'll do our research on New York. We treat them with the greatest respect. And eagerly looking forward to that game.
I will tell you what, John, I was over at the Sligo game a couple of weeks ago, and do you know what? They were really, really fortunate not to win that game against Sligo, so I'm just warning you. Just before we finish up, in terms of the competition as a whole, I know this is a new format. For Offaly, what does it mean to you?
Well, I realise we were disappointed to lose the first round of the Leinster Championship to Wexford. But we took a two-week break, and on the Tuesday when we returned to training, everybody turned up to training full of anticipation and excitement. The likes of Niall McNamee, one of the greatest footballers that Offaly have ever produced, to see the excitement and just the, you know, his dedication to the cause and playing in this competition is absolutely fantastic. We have a bunch of under-20s coming through. We had 6 or 7 of them playing yesterday. And for them to have the opportunity to play in this competition and get our season back on track and get a little bit of momentum and to play with the likes of Niall McNamee at 36 years of age, who is still producing magic on the football pitch, it's just wonderful. I applaud Croke Park for the initiative. We're embracing it very, very professionally, and we're just thrilled to be involved in it. And I'm looking forward. It would be great to get to Croke Park for our team. I'm just looking forward to hopefully progressing. And as I say, Darren, we will treat New York with the greatest respect, and I'm sure we'll have a battle against them next weekend.
Yeah, good luck with it, John. One win away from Croke Park. Noel Healy is still here with us. Noel, the Tailteann Cup, what have you made of it so far in terms of this? I guess we had the preliminary round and this weekend, the first round proper.
Yeah, I think they probably gave some of the matches of the weekend. When you look at Saturday, in Sligo needed a last point to overcome or a last point in normal time to bring it to extra time. To overcome London, you'd Carlow surprising Offaly. They're just some brilliant games, really tight. The crowds, by all accounts, have been absolutely brilliant at the games as well. So I mean, that's exactly what you want. It looks like the teams themselves are really up for it. The crowds are getting behind it. We're really enjoying it as well. It's exactly what you want, especially in its inaugural year. So really excited. There's some really good draws there as well. Leitrim, Sligo. Coming up against each other.
It's local rivalry, isn't it?
Yeah, and exactly, and that's what you want, and that will draw the crowds. Offaly, New York, I think that will be a brilliant game as well. I'd say the Barack Obama Plaza, the pilgrimage there from the New Yorkians will be huge. But it's brilliant. It's exactly what you want. Coming into summer, they're only, you know, one match away from playing in Croke Park, some of these teams. So
and the women, the ladies' football has been doing this for some time now, and it's proved success there, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've been tiered for many years. I mean, you look at the likes of Cork many years ago, would have come up through intermediate and, you know, got a bit of momentum and a bit of experience from that. And obviously, you're massively successful. Armagh as well had won at intermediate. You look at Meath as well, massively successful. A young team that got experience at winning, at playing, you know, experiencing big games together, and those experiences stood to them. So I think for counties that want to develop teams, as John Mon said there, Offaly are a young team. They have a lot of under-20s. Sligo the same, had a good under-20 team this year as well. So, you know, if you want to kind of cultivate and keep those teams together, this is exactly what you want, a run at Summer Championship and experience of playing big match games.
Mm. Before we finish up, provincial wins at the weekend. Dublin, of course, with a double, the ladies and the men both winning in Croke Park. We'd Kerry, very impressive in their final against Limerick, and then Galway coming through in Connacht, and Derry breaking that long, long wait for glory in Ulster. Who was your standout performance from the weekend?
I think Derry, and I know it was probably not the game that everybody expected, but I just thought those last 10 minutes of extra time, they were brilliant. I thought Brendan Rodgers throughout the game was excellent. He was tasked with marking Michael Murphy, and he just put him on the back foot. He'd 2 points scored. Michael Murphy had 1 point scored from play. Brendan Rodgers had 2 points at half time. And then Brendan Rodgers, you know, scored the point and created the last point as well to give Derry that bit of space. It was just brilliant. When you see those scenes, you know, just the utter jubilation, I suppose it does give you that sense of what the provincials mean to people. I know we were bemoaning them on the Saturday when you look at Kerry and Dublin kind of just adding to their long list of provincial titles. But you look at Galway and you look at, you know, Derry in particular and what it meant to the supporters. I think, you know, it's hard to kind of look past it when you can see what it means to a team like that.
And I guess both those teams, they're on the right side of the draw. They'll see it as an opportunity to go a lot further. Noel, thanks for joining us in studio, and thanks to Fergal as well for overseeing proceedings. Before I go, just some sports headlines in the boxing. Big day ahead for Dylan Eagleson and Gabriel Dawson, both fighting for European Championship gold medals in Armenia. The finals themselves get underway at 3:00 Irish time. Eagleson is down third fight on the schedule, and then Dawson is out ninth, so he'll be a little bit later on. Irish international Izzy Atkinson scored an extra time winner as Celtic beat Glasgow City 3-2 in the Scottish Cup final. Nottingham Forest back in the Premier League. They had a 1-0 win against Huddersfield in the Championship playoff, back in the top flight for the first time in 23 years. Jenny Egan won bronze at the Canoe Sprint World Cup event in Poland. And in show jumping, Dennis Lynch won the prestigious Rolex Grand Prix of Rome. It's a second win in this event, his first victory coming 14 years ago. And finally, Sergio Perez won the Monaco Grand Prix. That is your sport for now.